thank the Lord for the message of missions that He gives to us and comes from His Holy Spirit and His Word. And it's an exciting time to walk with the Lord and have some missionary visitors come and give us some encouragement, and we want to give them some encouragement. And I thank the Lord for people who prepared the flags to be put up and young people to wear those costumes and represent different countries that the Lord is working in, as He's working in our hearts. So this morning I want to preach to you a little bit about motivations for missions, a little shorter sermon, so come back tonight and hear more good news, strategy for the brief message this morning. So open your hearts to God and be close to Him if you would. First motivation for missions is that missions is the privilege of sharing Christ with others. And I think we catch that in our hearts fairly quickly after we receive Christ. I think if there were never any missions conferences, or if someone didn't come and say, come on, you ought to be involved in missions, you know, the Holy Spirit in our hearts would move us to want to share Christ with the people around us and with all the nations of the earth. I think God is faithful to do that. And we do thank the Lord that because He's faithful to do that, we do help send missionaries and pray for them and host them when they come to see us. When a couple days ago when we had the funeral services here, it was very good and helpful that at those funeral services, one for dear Marilyn Bright, who influenced so many, and another for Florence Sapances, who lived into her 90s, people a little bit during the service and much more also afterwards at the mealtimes said good things about Marilyn and Florence. And how fitting that was. It was on their hearts. They just wanted to say, this is what she meant to me. This is how she impacted my life. And when it comes to missions, we do the same thing in reference to Christ. We tell good news about Him. This is what He means to us. This is how He changed our lives. And what a privilege it is. Someone shared the good news with us. We simply want to share the good news with people around us, and particularly to overseas nations who have not heard. So in missions, say good things about the Lord. He's great, He's faithful, He's merciful, He's loving. But tell your story, how He changed your life. And Nancy Martinez tonight, she's going to come and tell her story. This is how Christ changed my life. Sent me on the other side of the world to share about Him in Spain. It'll be a great thing. And we're almost like the prophet Jeremiah when we take up the call of God's missions. It's his call. Jeremiah, you know, when he thought about the Lord, he said this in chapter 20. If I say I will not mention His name or speak about Him anymore, His word in me will be like a fire in my heart. I cannot hold it in. And that's what happens when, you know, God, you've received Christ, you want to say something good about Him, you'll do it eventually. It's almost an inevitable thing. In Jeremiah chapter 5, God said, you know, Jeremiah, my word in your mouth will be like a fire. And that's the way the Lord is. He means that much to us. Paul felt that. He said in the Corinthian letters, he said, woe is me if I don't preach Christ. If I wouldn't share Christ, I just wouldn't be myself. I wouldn't be a Christian. He went on to say that God's love constrained him to do so. So missions, to be motivated to participate, I think, is above all to say, well, we get to share Christ with our neighbors, with people all over the world. Thank you, Lord, for such a plan, because we got to be a part of it. Somebody passed it on to us. Secondly, missions is a matter of obedience. This is kind of the ouch part of the message. Matter of obedience. God says, pray, I'll pray. God says, hear my word, I do it. God says, be involved in my sending the gospel. I'll pray, I'll think about it, debate with Him. Okay, Lord. It's a matter of obedience. And I think a lot of times we know we'll be witnesses with His help, with His Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would be with you When we receive Christ, He's with us, and then we pass on the good news. Don't have the Lord, don't have any good news to pass on. And someone said, well, we'll be good witnesses or bad witnesses. Will we tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Help us, Lord. And He does. Paul Borthwick, who is a writer about missions, says, we'll either be world Christians, that is, gain a concern about humanity all around us, or we'll be worldly Christians. Jesus, take care of me and my own. That's all I want from you. It can't be. Never called us to that kind of relationships. Elton Trueblood, a writer, said the church exists by missions like fire exists by burning. Just something that's a part of us. Again, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who gave his life for Christ in World War II, he said this is a jolter. Shared this at the annual meeting. The church is the only group in the world that exists for its non-members. I hope you feel that heartbeat of Christ toward others at that point. It's the only group of people in the world that really exists for its non-members. And there's a dear group of people up where we came from whose church was having a rough time and remained anonymous. And because they went through a tough time, they gained a thought that simply said, above all else, we have to save our church. The church was already saved through Christ. They began to not reach out to people around them. And before I left, they had disbanded, and another Christian group came and just said, well, we'll take the building, you know. But we exist for the sake of sharing the gospel with others. It's a great thing. And I know myself, when it comes to overseas missions, I do have, I have said 1,001 excuses not to be involved, and also heard 1,001. But for motivation thing, for obedience sake, I've often said to the Lord, Lord, I want to help Nancy Martinez in Spain. I want to help Tim Schumann in Germany, Duck and Naomi Ord in Colombia. But dear Lord, there's 50,000 unchurched people in Westmoreland County. Could you send us one or two missionaries? And you know what the Lord says to me? He says, there are 10,000 missionaries in Westmoreland County. And 200 or so gather at the old Norwin Alliance Church. We're the missionaries to the people we're concerned about around us. So we can gladly say, well, we'll help send Nancy to Spain and Tim to Germany and those things. And take that as a chance to say, Lord, let's participate with you. And it's a matter of obedience. And then missions is a matter of teamwork and hospitality. Because we're on God's team, as the overseas missionaries are. We're on the same team. And again, good teammates, bad teammates, we take up the call in our lives. In the last Summer Olympics, I didn't follow the Winter Olympics too awful closely, but the last Summer Olympics years ago, U.S. basketball team was filled with the best players in the world. Our basketball team, I rooted for them, and they didn't do too well. Best players in the world, most talented, most experienced, best paid. And yet they failed to excel coming first, second, or third. They did not. And one of the main reasons was they didn't work together as a team. And you and I as believers, you know, it doesn't matter how gifted we are. Thank the Lord for gifts. It doesn't matter how strong we feel in our own individual relationship to Christ. Some have quite a high view of that. What really matters, are we working together with the Lord, seeing ourselves on His team for His heart's desire for people around us and people around the world. That's what really gets us going in the right direction, working together and helping out the missionaries. When Paul went to Rome, he said, I come to you and I want to share with you something to strengthen your faith. So here, I know our strength, our faith will be strengthened and we'll be a stronger church because of any visitor that comes, any overseas missionary that comes will be stronger. But not only that, Paul said, I'm going to receive something from you too. So I get to, you and I get to give some kind of blessing for Nancy Martinez, Tim Schumann, say, whoa, least I can do is pray for you. That's not the least, that's one of the best. And be a part of their team, be a part of the Lord's team. Paul had a sense when he went to a Galatian church, it was all, boy, they were mixed up and following the Lord. They welcomed him, and Paul was able to say, boy, it felt like you treated me as good as you would treat Christ himself. And I know we have the ability to do that as people, just to welcome them. And if in God's providence you can't make it to an evening meeting, you say, Lord, well, I'll pray for things to go well. And for somehow Christ to be known, us to continue to be a part of his team in a just a genuine, simple way. I know people, they don't know how to participate much in missions. What they do, whenever they meet a missionary, they put their name in their Bible, they put the country where they're serving, and they try to remember them in prayer. Just to say, oh, I could do that. That'll be a life changer for the missionary and for the gospel and for you and I also. And then there was a missionary leader named J. Campbell White who way back in 1909 said something about fulfillment. You know, our fulfillment, number one, is in Christ. And then we live that out by how we walk with him. J. Campbell White said this. He said, fame, riches, and pleasures are just ashes in contrast with the boundless joy of working with God in the fulfillment of his eternal plans. And to be a part of his eternal plan, what a pleasure. He said, people who are putting everything into Christ's works are getting life's sweetest and most priceless rewards. Just a chance to say, okay, Jesus, to taste and see you are good, to be a part of passing you on to others. That's the very heart calling of who we are as a believer, who we are as a particular group of Christian people. Take that mantle on gladly. You know, there was a time when Elijah passed on a mantle to Elisha. He said, you know, I'm sure Elisha was saying, I don't know if I could even be a part of this. God wanted to pass it on. We get the mantle of missions passed on to us, and we say, yeah, we trust God. He'll work through us and be a blessing. Might you move to the Lord in his heart in regards to missions and what God will do. Let's pray together as we be close to the Lord during communion time. And we'll pray for some people who have special needs too as we pray. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I think of what we shared a little bit on Wednesday night as we remember one Christian said, God's call for us is to give up our small ambitions. And just to say, well, we'll draw close to Christ and walk in his missionary heart to others. How wonderful it is, Lord, to share news about you. You said that feet would become beautiful in the passing on of the gospel. Help us to do this, Lord, daily, and to be an encouragement to those who serve overseas in every way possible. We do pray for Nancy Martinez, Tim Schumann. Strengthen them as they worship today. Make us a blessing to them, Father. And we know they'll be a blessing to us. We pray for those who have physical needs. You'd give them a lift and be their help and healer. We pray for Mrs. Collins, for Eileen Wiltrick. We remember Bill Buchanan this week. And just be a shelter for these dear folks, Lord, in days ahead. Be with the Bright family and the Shorthouse family as they remember loved ones. And, Father, for each heart here, as we take this meal together with you, give us a sense that, Lord, you pass the bread, you pass the cup to us. You're actually serving us as we remember you. And what a humbling thing it is for the King of Kings to want to have a meal with us. So we're glad to participate and attend this morning, and help us lean on you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hear the words of the Lord's Supper that missionary Paul passed on to the Corinthian church. And put your faith in Christ as you take the bread and the cup. Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it. He said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, our Lord took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the gospel.'" You proclaim the good news. The Lord's death until he comes. Amen.